Sports Talk 750.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel and a clean pair of shorts.
There was a time in this country when sports were revered. But people today, their values were all out of whack.
Artest looking, gets it to Bryant. Bryant dribbling, has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in! And the Lakers win the game!
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
John Stockton sends the Utah Jazz to the NBA final.
And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah. Yeah!
Welcome to another edition of Drive Time Sports, KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. I got a special co-host joining me in the studio today. I'm excited for this edition of the show. We're going to gear everything towards Fierce MMA's Justice, which is going down this Saturday at the Carbon County Fairgrounds Event Center. Again, tickets are on sale right now. You want to make sure you get those. We'll go over all that information in just a moment. I got Cody Bunderson with me. Cody, it's great to get you in today. Thank you.
Jordan, pleasure to be on here.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time today. I know we're going to preview the card in depth. First off, for you, this is your second event as far as the promoter aspect goes, right?
Yeah. It's our second event. Trying to keep that ball rolling.
The first event, you and I talked a little bit about it off of the cuff. It went very well, but I know this go around, you look to take things to the next level every time you promote something, right? Every time you guys put an event down.
Yes, sir. You know, our first event went well. You know, I think I heard a lot of positive feedback from the community as far as the quality of the fights that went on. And, you know, we're moving it out to the Carbon County Event Center this time where we can have a great more number of people out there. The space out there is really, that's where designed to where the MMA fights are supposed to be. And, you know, we're, again, you know, adding more fights, the quality of fights too. The bar is being raised, and I think you're going to see a great improvement from our last show.
Now, we had you on the show a couple of weeks ago talking a little bit about Fierce MMA. First off, this is a local gym. We got to mention that because you guys, you're open to the public. I mean, anybody can come in and they can train several different, you know, areas, whatever you want to actually gear your energy towards. You can do that at Fierce MMA here in town.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we offer boxing, wrestling, Muay Thai, jiu-jitsu, and MMA. So, you know, we have some people that solely just want to focus on jiu-jitsu. Some people that solely want to focus kind of on that stand-up, and you'll see them train either just straight boxing, or you'll see them just, they'll train in the Muay Thai and boxing, you know, adding in those knees and elbows. And some people just, they're bringing their kids out there to focus on some of the wrestling in the off-season when they're not wrestling for the junior high or the high school. But all in all, you know, every discipline, it's great for the mind, it's great for the body. And you're seeing a real positive influence here on the community with this gym.
Now, you're plugging again. You're here today to push Justice, which is again this Saturday. Look, I'm a big boxing guy, and the one thing that continues to happen mainstream wise in the sport of boxing with the bigger names, you know, Canelo, Mayweather, these guys, they all have their own promotional company. You have it already when we talk about Fierce MMA and Fierce Fighting Championships going down this weekend. How difficult is that?
It's had a certain degree of difficulty. You know, that first event, it was it was a lot more work than I anticipated, but something that I was I look forward to the challenge. There's so many different things that go into a promotion that people don't realize. It's not just, oh, I call a few people, set up some fights, and, you know, I collect a paycheck, because that's not the case. Certainly not rolling in the dough in the promotion business. Not yet anyways. But it's been fun. You know, I'm working with a lot of the coaches in the state, coaches outside of the state. You know, I'm talking to guys and, you know, some of the big camps, Team Alpha Male. We had a guy from Team Alpha Male last time from, like, Uriah Faber's camp out there in California come out and fight. I'm getting, you know, known in the business a little bit. I'm talking to good coaches, good camps, good teams, and I'm all about putting on quality fights. You know, there's certain promotions, and you still see it a lot today where, you know, just guys come off the street, no training whatsoever, and they go and they just stick them in a cage and let them duke it out. I'm all about putting on quality fights with people that are, you know, that actually train, that, you know, they put the time, the effort into training, and, you know, that's I want to see quality fights put on with our show.
And you're going to be featured. It's the main event, right? You're going up against Miles Wolk.
Yes.
Tell me about Miles Wolk. You want to put together quality matches. Neither one of you have suffered a loss, right, at the professional rink?
Yeah, correct. In my sanctioned fights, I have not suffered a loss there yet. Yeah, he's a tough kid. You know, he had a really good amateur career, won an amateur belt, and I want to test myself. You know, it's I'm not trying to, you know, move backwards and you know, fight opponents that's not going to test my skill. And Miles is definitely going to test my skill, you know, in all aspects of the game. And I look forward to a fun fight, but a fight that that I fully expect to win.
I got to go back a couple of years when I asked you this question. How far do you see your career going? Where do you want to take it? Now that you're in the promotional aspect of it, does that shorten your career inside of the cage?
You know, I don't know. We'll see. I'm just going to take one fight at a time and kind of listen to my body, see how I feel. You know, a lot of these guys, man, they're some of the guys I'm fighting here, you know, they're 18 to 25 years old. I'm 32 now. So I guess I'm an old man in the business. But right now my body feels good. You know, there's never a time that I'm not training. You know, a lot of people, you know, they're out of the gym, you know, 2, 3 months, 6 months, and then go in for a training camp. Like, you know, I'm teaching, I'm training, I'm, you know, 5 days a week. My lifestyle is martial arts, and that's, you know, training through Muay Thai and jiu-jitsu and wrestling. I'm always in the gym. So, you know, stepping it up, adding in the little things of, you know, getting the extra cardio and ramping up for a fight camp it's not that big of a deal to me, because I'm consistently training, and, you know, as long as my body will allow it, I'll probably continue to fight. But after this fight, I will probably take off a little bit of time just to focus on the promotion and, you know, learn from this promotion and see what I can do to get better each and every show.
Well, we are going to talk to some of the fighters that are featured on the card. Now, again, we got 11 bouts this weekend, right?
Yep, 11 bouts.
11 bouts. Outside of Bunderson Wolk, what's the main attraction on this card that you're telling the people? Make sure you have your food and everything already, because you definitely don't want to get up and miss a second of the event.
Yeah. I mean, oh, man, there's so many good matchups on this card. You know, Kelton Myerberg and John Goff. I mean, those two guys... I've trained with Kelton for a long time up in Salt Lake. Kid's super tough, young, he's hungry. The kid's had so many opponents drop out on him at the very last second. There's going to be fireworks in that fight. John Goff is a really good, tough guy out of Cedar City, really good Muay Thai guy. Look for a lot of hard kicks to be thrown. And, you know, both those guys are real well-rounded. Nick Hansen, man. Nick Doc Hansen. You know, he's a lot of people never would expect that guy to be fighting. You know, and he's been training with me for a little over a year now. And, you know, he kept bugging me, like, man, can I take a fight? And I was like, Nick, you don't want to fight. And he kept bugging me. And I was like, just keep training. You know, it's good for you. You're losing weight. You're healthy. And he just kept training. And he asked me, you know, can I fight? I said, nah, Nick. You know, you don't want to fight. You don't want to get punched in the face. Like, you're a doctor, man. You got a good career. And he just kept training. And I just said, you know, just keep training. And then finally one day, you know, he'd put in the work. He'd put in the time and the dedication. I said, Nick, you know, I said, do you still want to take that fight? And he said, yeah. So he actually went out there and he had one fight last year and went to a split decision. It was a really close fight. And now he wants to get back in there and he's hungry again. He's been training hard. And again, you know, I would not miss Nick's fight, man. That guy's got a right hand that can... It'll put you to sleep. The guy hits hard. It's just, I mean, he doesn't even know how hard he can hit, but he's got a really good right hand, good hard right kick. And then, I mean, Cy Nelson, man, that guy's worth that. His work ethic is, you know, second to none. He's super strong. He's tough. He's mentally, like, I don't think there's anyone more, like, mentally there, like, into the fight game than him. Like, he lives... eats, breathes, sleeps MMA. Like, this guy wants, this is what he wants to do for his career. This is, you know, his dream, his passion, and watch for good things to come out of Cy. One other, you know, the Brendan Polito and Skylar Jensen, I mean, there's been a war of words between these two going on social media, trash talk back and forth. So those two are going to go out and they're going to slug it out. And then the the Julius Deschini and Bryce Hedminster. Those two guys are two of the top 145 pounders in the state as far as amateur ranks. So that's going to be a really good fight as well.
And we can't forget the women. We got a couple of women fights on the card as well. And I know we're going to talk to a couple of these fighters here in just a bit. Cody's going to be joining us throughout this show. So sit back, stay tuned. We are previewing Fierce MMA Championships Justice, which again is going down at the Garvin County Fairground Event Center this Saturday. We'll be back with more here on Drive Time Sports.
Listen to Drive Time Sports weekdays 4 to 5 on News Talk 103.9 FM and 750 AM KOAL.
It's a battle for the cage. Fierce Fighting Championship presents Justice, June 4th at the Carbon County Event Center. Watch as the top men and women fighters in the state and country battle it out in a cage with up to 15 fights. Cost is $30 per person. GA $50 for VIP. That includes dinner and a drink. All ages are welcome, and you can reserve your VIP table ahead of time. Fierce Fighting Championship Justice, June 4th in the Carbon County Event Center. Doors open at 5 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. Ricardo, Squiggy Subs and Dogs, KOAL Radio Station, Swift Stop and Shop, Matsuda Acupuncture, and Fierce MMA Gym. For more information, call Cody at 630-0848 and make sure to like Fierce Fighting Championship on Facebook. Special thanks to our sponsors, KOAL, KARB, KRPX Radio Stations, Auto Farm Price Auto Group, The Silver Dollar, FST Filtration, The Main Place, Badlands Fabrication, Cracked, Wilco Supply, Fight Prep Supplement, and Castle Valley Landscaping.
Hello, boys and girls.
Need a sports fix? Tune in to KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM, the home of Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini, from 4 to 5 p.m. and Sports Byline with Ron Barr from 8 to 11 p.m. Monday through Friday. KOAL is also the play-by-play home of Emory High, USU Eastern, the Utah Jazz, Utah Utes, and NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Racing. KOAL News, talk sports in Eastern Utah.
Do you enjoy working with animals and being outdoors? Then USU Eastern has the perfect degree for you, a Bachelor's in Wildlife Sciences. The Bachelor's program is taught on the USU Eastern Price Campus. In this program, you will learn how to analyze, manage, conserve, and restore rangeland ecosystems. The degree also offers opportunities to work hands-on with faculty members in the field and participate in cutting-edge projects. If you would like to get paid to work with wildlife in the great outdoors, contact Mike King at USU Eastern today, 888-202-8783. USU Eastern, transforming lives for good.
What are you doing this weekend? Start your weekend off with a trip to Smith's Food and Drug. Smith has great hand-cut steaks, hot dogs, ribs, and fresh ground beef for your weekend barbecue. Heading out camping? Well, Smith's Food and Drug has the food that you need to make this a weekend to remember. Staying at home and catching up on honeydews? Well, then get to Smith's for drinks and snacks to make the chores a little more fun. Smith's Food and Drug is your weekend headquarters.
With the new year comes your desire for a new Ford, and Auto Farm has the best selection and pricing on new Fords. In fact, Ford has sent us a bigger allotment of cars and trucks, so we have the best selection you're looking for. I'm Justin Kennedy, sales manager at Auto Farm Price Auto Group. Get down here today and find your new Ford. We work so hard at getting you the best financing available, and trades are so important to us that you will never get a better deal anywhere. So get down to Auto Farm today and make this the best year ever.
When only the best will do, Price Auto Group.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Joe Wade Formicola, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
Zero name, no gimmicks.
On 750 AM, KOAL.
So I came to the grave. Zero name, no gimmicks.
That's why I ain't got no.
Welcome back to Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 103.9 FM, 750 AM. I'm Jordan Buscarini alongside Cody Bunderson for this special edition of the show as we are previewing Fierce MMA's Justice, again going down Saturday at the Garvin County Fairground Event Center. Now, Cody, on this card, you guys have two female fights, and we talked to Sula last week on the show, which I love the interview, by the way. It's just a different perspective. It's the same game, but it's a different view.
Yeah, definitely. You know, both these, both personally trained with Mally and Sula, both super tough chicks. Like they're there's not going to be any too many holes in their games. You know, they're both super well-rounded fighters, and I'm extremely excited to watch these girls step into the cage.
Well, we're going to bring in over the phone right now Mally Rahimi, and now she's going to be on the card going up against Lupita Patino. Now, you've trained with Mally.
Yes.
At Absolute.
Mm-hmm.
What does she bring to the table?
Super good grappler. She's a really good grappler. She's got great stand-up. You know, she's has a great work ethic. You know, she's always in the gym. She's always looking to get better. She's one of those fighters that's hungry. You know, you can see it in her eyes that she's passionate about this. You know, she works hard. You know, and she's turning over every single stone that should be, you know, turned over in order to prepare for a fight.
And this fight will be taking place at 115 pounds. Mally, it's great to get you on the show today. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Doing great. Great to be on the show.
Yeah, it's great to get you on. Let's talk a little bit about it. This Saturday, you're going to be stepping into the cage. What have you been doing to prepare for this fight?
So obviously running, eating correctly. You know, you have to diet to make that weight cut. And training, you know. I have to know the grappling side. I have to know the striking. I have to know takedowns. So get it all in.
In the fight game, it's the only time I can legitimately ask a woman this question. You're fighting at 115 pounds, but you're walking away. You're walking around weight. What are you trying to lose to get down here?
Usually, it's not too far off. It's about 120. So, you know, today I woke up at like 118. So I'm going to be on point.
Cody, this matchup, Mally going up against Lupita Patino. What do you expect to see in this matchup?
You know, I expect to see Mally pushed the pace in this fight. I think, you know, Lupita seems like she might be a bit of a boxer. But, you know, I think Mally's going to have equally just as good a striking as Lupita will. And, you know, both girls, you know, they're both hungry. They're both training out of good camps. Obviously, I train with Mally, so I'm going to side with her a little bit on this. But I think that, you know, Mally's going to threaten her from all different angles. And from there, that she'll either, you know, look to finish her. Either, you know, with some strikes or those strikes will lead to some takedowns. And I mean, Mally's a blue belt and she's technical on the ground and I expect her to finish this fight.
What do you know about Lupita, Mally?
I don't know very much, to be honest. I know that she's mostly a boxer and she's been training for a little while now. So I don't know too much about her grappling or any of that. But.
Do you pay much attention to your opponent when you're preparing to go into a fight?
Yes and no. I mean, you want to do what you got to do. You want to be at your best, but at the same time, you want to kind of have a game plan geared towards whoever you're fighting, too.
Is that universally true? I mean, do fighters, Cody, in this game, do they kind of just focus on what they do? I mean, how much do you pay attention to your opponent?
Me, I've been on both sides of the coin. You know, sometimes I'm just like, you know, I don't care who it is, you know, you know, I'm going to go in there, I'm going to focus on what I do best, and I'm going to try to impose my will, you know, no matter where the fight goes. But, you know, as you start taking tougher fights and as you, you know, you start climbing up the ranks, you know, you do got to pay a little bit of attention to who you're fighting and what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are. I mean, you look at, like, Coach Craig Jackson out of Albuquerque down there. I mean, he's infamous for putting together some of the best game plans in MMA. And, you know, designing, you know, your training and towards that specific opponent and focusing on areas, you know, exposing their weaknesses. So for me, personally, I'm more about, you know, I'm just going to focus on what I have to do to get ready for this fight. Obviously, I know Miles is more of a wrestler, and so I've, you know, I have upped my wrestling a little bit for this camp. But again, you know, I'm focusing on trying to bring out the best me for this fight, and you know, I'm not really too concerned about what he's going to do. I'm just focused on getting myself in shape and the best, sharpening all my tools.
Mally, you mentioned that you are a blue belt, so a lot of people will be watching you fight for the very first time this Saturday. When you step into the octagon in the cage, what are some of the things that you want to make sure? What are some of the things that the spectators can expect from you? What's your expertise once you get rolling?
I would say I'm primarily a grappler, but I've also trained other martial arts. I've been doing martial arts since I was 13 years old, so I've done, I've trained capoeira, I've trained Krav Maga, so it's really hard to say, like, specifically what I'm going to be going for. I'm just going to be looking for opportunities.
from a promoter standpoint, what would you ask Mally at this particular time? I mean, you take over the interview here. You're the promoter. What would you ask her in preparation for the fight?
Mally, I would say, you know, is there any words that you would offer to, you know, to Lupita? You know, what are your thoughts on her, and how do you see this fight going with her?
Well, obviously, I'm going to try to dominate and win. So, you know, hopefully she brings her best game plan and you know, brings her best, and I'll bring my best, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. I think I hope that you know, that she brings out the best in you. You know, I want to see both of your A games that night, and
yeah.
I look forward to you kind of imposing your will that night.
For sure.
Mally Rahimi, and she's going to be stepping into the cage again on Saturday, going up against Lupita Patino. Mally, I really appreciate you taking out the time to join us today and giving us some insight into your training and what's ahead for you on Saturday. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
So, Cody, we talked to Mally a couple of weeks ago. We talked to Sula about a week ago. For those who missed that interview, out of the two women fights, was that key for you in this card? Did you want to put a couple of women fights on this card that would be, I'm not going to say show-stopping, but entertaining? Because, I mean, I would assume you're reaching different demographics with a women's fight, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know, you know, people that come, you know, talk to me about this promotion and say, hey, do you have any female fighters on this card? And I said, yeah, of course. You know, I train with some of these females, and they work just as hard as the males. I mean, they're in there putting their blood, sweat, and tears. They're training with, the, you know, not only some of the males that are, you know, physically stronger than them, but I've seen some of these females be just as strong as some of the males. So I want to give, you know, everybody their opportunity, and you know, women's MMA, it's part of the game now, and I'm glad it is, because, you know, these girls deserve the opportunity to showcase their skills and just how good they are. So you know, I look to on every single card to have, you know, female fighters on that show. You know, I honestly wish I would have had more female fighters on the show, you know, mixing up the card. But this is kind of how the cards we presented for this show. And every single show, I look to get some females on there.
I'll toss you a UFC question. Cyborg obviously proved that she should be fighting in the UFC.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Cyborg, Rousey. We've got to see it eventually, don't we?
We've got to see it. And, you know, I mean, there's the trash talking between those two has gone on for years and years and years. And, Cyborg is literally just, she taunts her on a daily basis. The biggest thing is, you know, Ronda Rousey's camp wants to see Cyborg get down to 135. I think honestly, Rousey, she's a little bit afraid of the fight. You know, I don't see what the 5 pound difference is going to make if Ronda Rousey goes up 5 pounds. You know, Ronda Rousey, you know, she was fighting in the Olympics, I think at 155 pounds or 150 pounds, 145, whatever it was. But she's fought at higher weight classes, you know, in other forms of competition. And, you know, that 5 pound difference is, you know, it's not going to be, you know, make the world a difference. I mean, Cyborg cuts a lot of weight. I think she put on like close to 30 pounds, you know, the next day after her fight. But Ronda Rousey, she's a big, strong woman as well. So that's a fight that we have to see. I know that Holly Holm has been, you know, stepping up and saying, you know, she'd like to take that Cyborg fight. And that's a fight I'd love to see as well, because both those two are stand-up fighters. And I think that makes for more of an explosive fight. But the Ronda Rousey-Cyborg fight, you know, it's the styles that make matchups. And, you know, you got a grappler and a judoka against a Muay Thai fighter. And so, you know, it's going to be the battle of, can Ronda Rousey get that fight to the ground? Or, you know, will Cyborg impose her will with her, you know, knees, kicks, punches, and elbows? So, but as a fan, I mean, that's something that has to be seen. But, you know, Ronda's off doing her movies and commercials and all that stuff right now. So we'll see. I'm optimistic, and I hope we get to see that fight in the future.
Yeah, definitely. As the women's MMA field just continues to grow. We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll come back. We'll flip over to the male side of the card here on Drive Time Sports. Again, we are previewing Fierce MMA's Justice going down Saturday at the Carbon County Fairgrounds Event Center.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM. The play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Golden Eagles.
Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go.
For forget the new year, new you thing. Put away those calorie counters and return those self-help books. This new year, it's all about a new car. Desert View Federal Credit Union is offering a 2.59% APR loan on new cars to start the new year off with a bang. Your new car could be practical, reliable, bigger, or flashier, but more importantly, it will be more affordable with Desert View's 2.59% APR loan.
Membership and eligibility apply. Loans on approved credit. Member NCUA.
You've worked and cooked all week long. Insist that your other half takes you to the Cowboy Kitchen in Wellington for the Saturday night special. This is Ty at the Cowboy Kitchen. Each Saturday, we offer a different five-course meal consisting of appetizer, soup, salad, entree, and dessert for only $24.25. Want a night out in the middle of the week? Every Wednesday, I create a unique pasta dish complete with soup, salad, and bread for only $14.95. At the Cowboy's Kitchen, we serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. We open at 7 a.m. and close at 10 p.m., close at 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday.
Championship presents Justice, June 4th at the Carbon County Event Center.
One of the featured matches on this weekend's card puts local Dr. Nick Hansen into the cage with Tyson O'Neill from Idaho. Hansen enters Saturday's matchup looking for his first win, sitting 0-1 following a loss in his debut. Hansen recently joined KOAL's Drive Time Sports. He talked about recovering from a loss and also his opponent on Saturday night. You lost your first amateur fight. Walk me through that process, what it was like walking into the cage for the first time and ultimately suffering a loss.
Really, didn't feel a whole lot at all. Usually when I'm watching my friend's family fight, I get really, really amped up for it. But it was just a calming effect, which surprised me when I was out there for the first time. My first fight was against a guy, he's actually the striking coach at a gym in Cedar City by the name of Jeff Young, and it was his fourth fight. So we beat each other up pretty good, lost a split decision. We went the distance, two judges for him, one judge for me. So it was a good fight overall, great experience. Would rather do that than go out, you know, and only have 30 seconds in the ring. So
yeah, definitely. What did you take away from that first outing?
I think I need to be a little bit more aggressive than I was. I mean, you know, do a lot of counter striking, but be a little bit more aggressive, have a little more faith in my jiu-jitsu on the ground.
Now I want to talk about your opponent. You guys will be fighting at a catchweight 165. Taylor O'Neill, what do you know about your opponent, and how have you been studying him and preparing for this event?
Don't know a whole lot about him. He's kind of the fourth guy that we've been through so far due to some injuries and family issues. We've had a couple guys drop out. I know he trains at a gym in Idaho. Know he's pretty heavy-handed, has a good right hand. I know he's a tough kid, so we'll see.
Fierce MMA's Justice this Saturday at the Carbon County Event Center. Tickets are on sale right now at Castle Country Radio, Ricardo's, Squiggy Subs, Masuda Acupuncture, and Tougher Gym. Don't miss a second of the action this Saturday. The event will start at 7 p.m. sharp.
This is Cody Bunderson, owner and instructor of Fierce MMA Gym. We are more than a gym to train MMA fighters. Our goal is to encourage not only men and women to live a healthier lifestyle, but also children through our kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, wrestling, and self-defense. We offer classes for children 5 to 12 years old to help improve their self-esteem. For more information, give me a call at 630-0848 or visit our Facebook page, Fierce MMA Gym, where beginners start every day. Our next MMA fight is June 4th at the Carbon County Event Center. We welcome all ages to attend.
Being a sports fan can be painful. Whether you are participating in a sport or cheering on your favorite team, your chance of injury is higher. Local orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kelly Jensen and Dr. Scott Justison encourage all you sports fanatics to stretch properly before either participating in a sport, or if you're a passionate fan, you get a little too into the game. If you're injured, call 637-4800 for more information or to set up an appointment with either Dr. Jensen or Dr. Justison.
Hey, what's going on? This is Ron Artest, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini. Shout out to Queens, Missouri, you already know.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 103.9 FM, 7:50 AM. Jordan Buscarini alongside Cody Bunderson. Again, we are previewing this Saturday's event at the Carbon County Fairgrounds Event Center. It's Fierce MMA's Justice. Now, Cody, there's two professional fights on the card. You're going up against Miles Wolk. We've talked a little bit about that. But also we get Cy Nelson going up against Jordan Marriott. Now, this is a fun one. Cy's a local guy. So, Again, a name that a lot of people here in the area, they'll recognize.
Yeah. Cy's over from Emory County. Got used to ride bulls, do some cowboying, and just a tough guy, man. Just all around tough. The dude's got a chin like you've never seen. I mean, you could hit him with a sledgehammer or the kitchen sink, and he'll take it and smile right back at you. Jordan Marriott, he's a tough dude. He's a veteran, been around for a little while. Fought some good dudes. Recently, a couple weeks ago, fought one of my teammates up at Absolute in Salt Lake, Samson Foma Bout, and Samson ended up triangling him in the first round. But he's right back in it. He wants to get back in the cage, and he's hungry. And I know the guy, he's looking to make this his career too. So you got two very ambitious guys. One had a lot of professional fights. I think it's 13 professional fights for Jordan now, and this will be Cy's third, and it'll be a good test for Cy.
There is a different feel when you have two guys going toe-to-toe that want to make it a career, because people have different angles and reasons for getting into the cage, right?
Yeah. Some people, they do this for fun. Some people, maybe they're an adrenaline junkie. Some people, maybe they start training and they just look to... I know a lot of people that started training just to get into shape and, reap the physical benefits of that. And then, they started saying, hey, this is, I'm picking this up pretty quick. And, you start doing well in the gym and you say, why not me? Or maybe I should test myself. And next thing you know, you step into the cage and, next thing you know, you've had five or six amateur fights. And next thing you're fighting professionally. So, some people that... they want to make this their career. Some people still do it, just for fun. And but Cy through and through, man, this is his dream. This is his passion. This is what he wants to do.
And we got Cy joining us right now in the studio, so we're going to bring him in. Cy, I appreciate you coming down here today. Thank you.
Yeah, there's no problem.
Let's talk about it. Jordan Marriott, you guys stepping into the cage on Saturday. Cody and I were just talking about this. I mean, from an experience standpoint, he's got more experience inside the cage. I mean, this guy's fought 13, 14 times as a professional. You, on the other hand, just two professional fights. Does that play into it at all?
Yeah, that does make a big difference. It's every time you get in the cage, you become more comfortable. You are more aware of what's going on. There's not as much of an adrenaline dump. There's a lot of factors that go into play other than just your training with your team. There's a lot of mental aspects that go into this that experience cannot be simulated. You have to get the experience to get that.
You want to make this a career.
Yes.
This is what you want to do for a living.
Yeah, this is my dream. I'd love to even if I don't get to fight for a living, I would love to be in the fitness industry to be able to teach martial arts and to be able to obviously fight until I cannot fight anymore. It's a hurt game, man. It's a lot of people can't make it as a career, but I'm looking at every avenue that I can go down right now, and this is one of them. And for now, yeah, I'm fighting.
As far as juggling a full-time job, training and trying to make it as a professional, and as you refer to it as the hurt game, that's exactly what it is. I mean, you can get seriously injured when you're inside the cage, not necessarily being able to focus just on fighting. How difficult is that?
Man, it can be quite the toll sometimes, because I'm trying to, I've got a family, I've got a wife and kid, and I'm trying to make time for them. I'm also working 12, 14 hours a day at my job right now. So things are crazy, but everything's falling into place. I work my ass off. So it's good. It's all right.
If we talk about Fierce MMA, you train here in Price.
Yes, sir.
At Fierce MMA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talk about that experience and what that is like and the group of people that you actually train with as you prepare for Saturday night.
Oh, man, there's a lot of really good guys out there. There's really knowledgeable people out there. Cody Bunderson from... He trains with Absolute up north, and so he's bringing us knowledge that we can't get here in Price without him. So having him around is great. Having Brandon Wise, our wrestling coach, is awesome. He's helped me out a ton. I've not got the best ground game, but these guys are really helping me out and bringing me along. And then everybody that comes out and trains with us works their butts off. They're a great bunch of guys. Nobody puts each other down. We work hard and we really push each other. And at the end of the day, we're all family. We all get along well. We mesh really well. So it's a great environment out there, and it's been a blessing having that here in Price now.
You're a local guy, so you'll be performing pretty much in your own backyard here on Saturday. Does that come with extra pressure going up against a guy from outside of the area when you know that a lot of people that you know, they're going to be there watching?
Yeah, that is a lot of pressure. I mean, because I don't ever want to lose regardless, but to lose in front of people, it's where everybody knows me. Everybody's a family member. Everybody's a friend. There's a lot of familiar faces when you're making that walk from the back to the cage. You're looking out there and you're seeing people that you know, and it's that can break people mentally. That's a big load to hold up. And you know, I've done it quite a few times now, and I've fared pretty well. I've not lost in Price yet, so hopefully we keep that ball rolling and don't have to deal with the disappointment of letting anybody down.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Walk me through your routine the day of a fight. You wake up in the morning. You know, and then this is one of the things that I don't think a lot of people even consider. Just like a normal person, sometimes you wake up on a fight on fight day and you don't feel all that great. I mean, what's the normal routine for you?
Oh, man, I don't really have like any rituals or anything like that I go through. That's the day of is something that's very hard to explain, because the emotions that are going through your head at the time are, man, they're so foreign, they're so alien to everyday life. It's so hard to explain that, because you're nervous and you're confident, you're anxious, but you're ready at the same time. It's You have ups and downs. You have moments where you're like, yeah, I've prepared hard for this. I'm ready for this. And then there's times you let them negative thoughts creep into your head, where it's like, well, what if he does this? What if he does that? And it's, you know, a lot of times on those days, I don't like fight day. Up until we're getting in the cage, everything's tension. Everything is hard to handle. It's you're grappling with your own mind all day long. You wanna take a nap, but you're too anxious to nap. You wanna eat, but your stomach's a little bit queasy. It's a really unpleasant day for me up until I finally get in the cage, because then it just, at that point, there's nothing to think about. It's you're there and there's no turning back, and now you get to go to war. You get to do what you've been training for the last 3 months.
Are you afraid of anything when you get in the cage?
No, but like I just said, the day of, I'm fearful of a lot of different things, a lot of different scenarios. Because it's, you know, it's like I said earlier, this is the hurt game. I could be hurt physically. I could be hurt very much emotionally just through losing in front of people, especially if I'm not able to perform very well. If my opponent's able to really outclass me and make me look almost like a bum, those kind of things go through your head. And so I don't really fear anything once the cage is closed. It's all blank from there, but leading up to it can be very, very frightful.
You and I were talking before we came on air, and you have 3-0 written already on the wall at home, right? In the mirror at home. So there's no doubt in your mind you're going to be victorious Saturday night.
Hey, that's what I'm trying for. There's definitely a few doubts here and there, but I stay focused, and that's what I'm looking for, is to win.
Cy, very humble. I really appreciate you taking out the time to come in and have a word with us. It's been great. We'll catch you Friday night at the weigh-ins.
Awesome, yeah. Everybody come out, and it's going to be a good time.
Cody, Cy seems set to go. He seems zoned in. And, of course, this will be a professional fight on the card, opposed to the amateur fights. It's a different vibe all the way around.
Yeah. You see longer rounds. The amateurs, there's 3 3-minute rounds. The pros, there's 3 5-minute rounds. And the pros are also allowed to throw elbows, and they're also allowed to throw head kicks. So, I mean, there's a couple different things you got to worry about. I mean, one head kick, I mean, nighty night. You know, one hard elbow, I mean, those elbows, they'll slash you right open. And you take a good elbow above the eye or the cheekbone or something, and, you know, it opens you up. That's that's a recipe for a doctor stoppage. You know, whether you can continue to fight or not, that doctor, he sees a nasty gash in there, you know, he's going to stop the fight. So you have to train for elbows, train for head kicks, and condition your body even more so than the amateurs to be prepared to go 3-5 minute rounds. I've went to a couple decisions in my pro fights that I both won unanimously, and I mean it's a war of attrition. Like, you know, you can train as hard as you want in the world and have the best cardio, but if you step in there for, you know, 3-5 minute rounds when you're punching and kicking and grappling, like it's exhausting. You know, by the end of that fight, you'll see where you stand mentally and physically.
Would it shock you if this fight went the distance?
I don't see this fight going the distance. You know, I think Sai's got too many weapons at this point. You know, so I look for Sai to see a finish. You know, I think his last couple opponents, you know, he ended it in the first round. I think Jordan's a little definitely a step up in class as far as fighter for Sai. So, you know, maybe he finishes it in the second or third, or, you know, I mean, it's a possibility. Jordan's a tough, gritty dude and had a lot of fights. So, you know, he might be able to, you know, at least stay in there for three rounds and take a beating from Sai. But, you know, I still look for Sai to finish this fight.
We're going to pause for just a moment, but we have more coming up again as we preview what is up and coming this Saturday, Fierce MMA's Justice at the Carbon County Event Center. It's coming up here in just a second. Stay tuned. Plenty more.
Do you dread opening your mailbox because it's going to be spilling out with bills, junk mail, bills, magazines, and more bills? To help cure your mail phobia, Emery Telecom is now offering paperless billing and auto pay. You'll never misplace a bill again. Plus, Emery Telecom is saving you a $5 credit when you switch from mailed statements to paperless or sign up for auto pay. Get a $20 credit if you switch to both. Save the environment while Emery Telecom saves you money. To learn more, call 613-9605.
Are you leaving your financial future to chance and good luck?
I'll give you 3-1 on Little Rocket.
Bad idea. How about a trained professional who can help you plan wisely?
Hi, I'm Jake Miller.
Good idea.
This is Jake Miller of Jake Miller Financial Services. I feel it is my responsibility to help people make informed decisions about their financial future and the legacy they leave for their families. Come see me at my office on Main Street next to McDonald's for a no-obligation evaluation of your financial plans.
Fierce Fighting Championship presents Justice, June 4th at the Carbon County Event Center.
Another featured matchup on this weekend's card goes to the women's circuit as Sula Kukuvatakis goes up against Magali Sanchez. Sula was recently a guest on KOAL's Drive Time Sports, and she talked about taking a loss in her first battle in the cage and how things will be different this go-around.
When I first initially had signed up for that, I hadn't been training MMA very much. I'd been training a lot of kickboxing, but I just wanted to fight, and it was a great experience. I learned that, you know, if you're going to compete in this, you have to be very well-rounded. You can't just be a one-sided fighter. You can't just know just how to punch and kick. You have to have a very solid ground game as well. You have to know how to take people down. If you do get taken down, you have to know what to do from there. And that was kind of my demise in the first fight was, you know, I hadn't been training any jiu-jitsu, any wrestling, anything on the ground at all. And in the end, that's what got me. That was a hard way to learn a very good lesson.
So when it's official, you actually take that loss, you go back and you kind of think about things. Did it make you instantly want to step back into the cage, or did you have to think about that for a minute?
I knew right away that I wanted to step back in the cage, but really what it pushed me to do was to train a lot harder, to learn. I mean, obviously, nobody likes to lose, but you have to learn from your mistakes. And that's what I took away from it. I was like, hey, you know what? I was back in the gym as soon as I healed up, and I was like, I'm going to get really, really good at jiu-jitsu. I want to learn how to wrestle. I want to learn how to do judo. I want to learn all these things. It just kind of opened my eyes to a whole new world, the other side, I guess, from striking to grappling.
Sula Kukuvatakis going up against Magali Sanchez this Saturday on Fierce MMA's Justice card. Tickets are on sale right now at various locations, including Castle Country Radio, Ricardo's, Tougher Gym, Squiggy Subs and Dogs, and Masuda Acupuncture.
This party is great. Where did you find the time to make all this wonderful food?
I didn't cook a thing. I called Big Mo's Eatery and Bakery.
No way. That Dutch oven chicken is amazing. And the rolls, I could eat the whole basket. Not to mention the pies. I thought for sure you'd spent days preparing all this great food.
No, I just called Big Mo's. Call Big Mo's at 636-0451 to help you cater your next family or company party.
This is Big Don of Big Don's Pizza, and I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. Go to our website, BigDon'sPizza.com, and check out our menu. Place an order that includes a couple of pizza pies, salads, and maybe even one of our dessert pizzas. You can call 637-3667. Pick them up at 170 West 1st North. Have us deliver them right to your door. Call 637-3667 or go to BigDon'sPizza.com. Tell them Big Don sent you. They'll treat you like family.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry from the Golden State Warriors, number 30. You listen to Drive Time Sports on KOAL 750 AM.
We're back to put the final touches on this special edition of Drive Time Sports, again previewing Fierce MMA's Justice Saturday at the Carbon County Fairground Event Center. You definitely don't want to miss the weigh-ins either. You can go down to the Silver Dollar, 6 p.m. That's going to be on Friday. Weigh-ins are always very interesting. I've been to a professional boxing weigh-in the night before a big fight, and it's very entertaining, and plus it adds to the excitement. It'll put a great atmosphere for you around the fights when you actually get there to the Fairground Event Center on Saturday. So I definitely encourage everyone to attend the weigh-in on Friday. Cody, with that being said, let's go over all the fights and what is on this card for the spectators.
Well, we've got 11 fights scheduled. We have two professional fights, including myself and Cy Nelson from Fierce MMA. Stepping in there, I'm going to be battling against Miles Welk, a guy with a really decorated amateur career who had an amateur belt, and I look forward to impose my will on him. Cy Nelson is going to be going against Jordan Marriott. Nick Doc Hansen, he's going to be stepping up against a guy, Tyson O'Neill from Idaho. So I look for two guys with some heavy hands to step in there, and I see Doc putting someone to sleep that night, so I wouldn't want to miss that fight. Kelton Meyerberg against John Goff. I've trained with Kelton for a number of years. John Goff, super good Muay Thai guy out of Cedar City, Jiu-Jitsu and MMA. That's going to have some fireworks written all over it. Sula Kukuvatakis, again, a girl I've trained with. She's going against Magalie Sanchez out of St. George. Magalie was scheduled to be on our show last time, and her opponent missed weight by 10 pounds, and we had to pull the fight the night of the weigh-in. And so she's hungry. I know she's a really well-trained fighter, and so is Sula. So that's that could have fight of the night written all over it. Then we're going to have Thomas Prestige, another guy I've trained with out of Salt Lake for a number of years. Purple belt like myself in jiu-jitsu. Super technical on the ground. I mean, this dude, I mean, you just look at him, and he just kind of looks like a skinny kind of dorky kid. But, man, do not sleep on this guy. I've seen this kid, you know, be picked up, slammed, punched a number of times. And then, you know, he just has such a solid chin and weathers the storm so well. The next thing you know, that you're going to sleep in a triangle, or he's, you know, putting punches on you. Got some super good boxing skills with him, too. So him against Soy Lam, I mean, I've heard Soy's a really quick fighter and explosive, so definitely don't want to miss those two guys at 125 pounds. Julius Tashini and Bryce Edminster. Julius is he already has a 145-pound amateur title under his belt, and he's also fought for another title, and Bryce has fought for an amateur title as well. So two of the best 145-pounder amateurs in the state. I was talking to a guy the other day, you know, who are you picking in this fight? And he had one guy, I had the other guy, and that's an explosive fight right there. Really to see kind of the battle of who's kind of going to be that top 145-pounder in the state as far as the amateur ranks. Mali Rahiman and Lupita Patino. Two girls that are, they're training hard. Mali, again, I've trained with her for a while now, and super slick on the ground. And, her and Lupita making their debuts. I look for some fireworks in that fight. And then we got Brendan Danger Polito, one of my guys training out of Fierce MMA. this guy's a workhorse. You know, he goes in and he just grinds and grinds and grinds. And against Skylar Jensen, he's actually another local kid out of Huntington. There's been a war of words between these two on the internet, on social media, just back and forth and back and forth. And there's a lot of hype between this fight, you know, and these two, they're going to try and kill each other. They're going to try to rip each other's head off. So that's one fight you definitely don't want to miss. Another fight, Brady Sutherland out of Cedar City Jiu-Jitsu MMA. He's going to be fighting a guy named Jared John Lewis out of Idaho as well. And both guys that's never fought before. I know Brady was a really good wrestler. And Jared John Lewis sounds like he's got some heavy hands. So it's going to be, again, a matchup of a wrestler versus a striker. So I look for a really good fight in that as well.
We have to mention, tickets are on sale right now. $50 for VIP. VIP is going to come with dinner and a drink. Yep. $30 if you want general admission. You got to go out and get these tickets now.
Yeah, definitely get these tickets out now. You know, these VIP tickets, they're, you know, we're almost sold out of these VIP tickets. So if you want to, I wouldn't plan on being able to pick up a VIP the night of the fights. I mean, there's probably going to be a few left, maybe. But if you want that dinner and drink and the best seats in the house as far as sitting on a table closer to the cage, go and get your VIP tickets. The GA, you know, you'll be sitting on a bleacher or a chair further back from the tables. But, you know, let's get a packed house. Let's make this the best event that Carbon County has ever seen. Again, I'm bringing in some of the best fighters from around the state and out of state as well. And come support your local gym, your local fighters, your local promotion. And let's get a packed house that night.
Yeah, definitely. And again, you can get tickets at Castle Country Radio, Ricardo's, Squiggy's, also Masuda Acupuncture and Tougher Gym, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so make sure you get out, get those tickets. What time does the event get rolling, and what time are you going to want to show up to the event center on Saturday?
So the doors open at 5 p.m. The fights are scheduled to start right around 7 o'clock. You know, we'll get the national anthem out there maybe a little bit before and get the fighters in the cage. But that show will start at 7 p.m. sharp. And come down to the Silver Dollar Friday night, too. We'll be doing the weigh-ins. The fighters should be stepping on the scale right around 6 p.m. You know, come down, have a cocktail, you know, come watch the fighters, you know, weigh in. You know, that's the you've been thinking about the, you know, your opponent for the last, you know, 8 weeks, and you finally get to see that opponent, look him in the eye, and you know, you've been cutting weight, you know, you're hungry, you're tired, and you're ready to go. So some of these, in, you know, these stare downs and things, they get a little heated. They get we had a fight almost break out last time at our weigh-in. So it's fun. It's open to the public, so come on down to Silver Dollar, 6 p.m. on Friday, June 3rd, and watch the all these warriors step in and make weight.
And I know you got a lot of people behind the scenes that have helped put this card together that you're very appreciative of. Before we sign out, go ahead and give those guys a shout-out as well.
Yeah, yeah. We have a ton of sponsors. You know, you guys here at KOL, Castle Country Radio, I mean, been a huge sponsor for me. We got Price Auto Group. We got the Main there on Main Street. Silver Dollar. We have Matsuda Acupuncture. Cracked, Wilco Construction, and Tire King. Also Fight Prep Supplements. So all those companies, man, this show would not be possible without them. You know, huge gratitude towards everyone. Also FST Filtration. You know, they are these local companies. You know, they're the backbone of our community. So just, you know, I'm a local company. So let's support one another, come out to the fights. And again, huge shout out to all these sponsors, as this show would not be possible without them.
Cody, it's been fun over the last hour to talk to some of the fighters and have you back in the studio. I'm looking forward to Saturday. Thank you again for joining us. We need to do this more often, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to be on here. Anytime you'd love to have me on here, I'd love to chit-chat about boxing, MMA, whatever you want to talk about, buddy.
Yeah, we'll definitely get you back on. Thank you again.
Sounds good, brother.
All right, make sure you get out again to Fierce MMA's Justice. Again, that's Saturday at the Carbon County Fairground Event Center. Cody Bunderson joining us and a group of other fighters that will be in attendance that night as well. So hopefully we will see you there. We are out of time on this edition of Drive Time Sports. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow, same time, same place, 4 to 5 right here on KOAL.
It's a battle for the cage. Fierce Fighting Championship presents Justice, June 4th at the Carbon County Event Center. Watch as the top men and women fighters in the state and country battle it out in a cage with up to 15 fights. Cost is $30 per person. GA 50 for VIP. That includes dinner and a drink. All ages are welcome, and you can reserve your VIP table ahead of time. Fierce Fighting Championship Justice, June 4th in the Carbon County Event Center. Doors open at 5 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. Ricardo, Squiggy Subs and Dogs, KOAL Radio Station, Swift Stop and Shop, Matsuda Acupuncture, and Fierce MMA Gym. For more information, call Cody at 630-0848. And make sure to like Fierce Fighting Championship on Facebook. Special thanks to our sponsors, KOAL, KARB, KRPX Radio Stations, Auto Farm Price Auto Group, The Silver Dollar, FST Filtration, The Main Place, Badlands Fabrication, Cracked, Wilco Supply, Fight Prep Supplement, and Castle Valley Landscaping.
Listen to Drive Time Sports, weekdays 4 to 5 on News Talk, 103.9 FM and 7:50 AM, KOAL.